It kept getting worse. Not as bad as that first time, not as bad as the knuckle, not then, but the pressure was accumulating. It was building up in us, because we knew it was in him. We got weirder. We moved through the days like zombies, or like K. Dick wireheads. But worse, because we weren't even happy hooked up. And because Felix wouldn't die. Everybody else did, though, or had, or would. And that was one of the most disquieting and disorienting things. It was really so goddamn dreamlike. There were all new faces around him all the time and always dying, slowly or quickly or quietly or screeching. New players each time, but always the same game. And once, through the mists of our shoddy little obsession, I remember thinking, 4 years of this so far. God damn us. And Felix wouldn't die. I awoke crying in Karen's arms. She was real good about it. She held me until the sobs stopped. Until I could stop shivering. She may even have rocked me a time or two. But it disgusted her. And as soon as I seemed to be okay, she got up out of bed, dressed, and left. I didn't much care. No waking moments, however pleasant with her or barren without, could make up for the nightmares themselves. I sat up and lit a cigarette. I couldn't remember what I had been dreaming exactly, but I had a damned good idea. It was always a bad night on those days when Felix had been seriously injured, and the day before had been one of the worst. Laia, with her medical background, had estimated that he had been hurt badly enough to be in intensive care at least 3 times, or 4, counting today. But he wouldn't die. I was the first one down that morning, furious with Laia because today was the day she had insisted we discuss the science of what was happening to him. I was furious at this waste of time, for a sense of imminence had begun to be felt by each of us. Any day now, any drop, any ant. But she would not continue, she said, until all the psychological and physiological and other ramifications starting with P were discussed. She wanted answers to this mystery. It made me mad. Time was wasting, and it was so obvious anyway. Looking impatiently around the lab, I noticed a calendar. I sat up straight in my chair, astonished to see that over 3 weeks had passed since this had begun. Idly, I wondered how many rendezvous I had missed with Weiss. I thought 2, but I couldn't be sure. Holly came walking briskly in, hiding his anger better than I did. In fact, Holly had hidden his reaction to the whole experience pretty well. He had always been quiet, of course. Now he was quiet and surly. A small difference, really. And cold, of course. But we had all become that. Even Laia, as much as she could. He sat down beside me and pushed a tape into the slot.
"Look at this," he said as he keyed it on.
I did, but I didn't follow the jargon of the local computer. I said so.
"It's about Laia's request for information on that recitation Felix gave on that first day. You gave it to her, remember?"
I nodded.